Let's quickly review Erev and Daf Tzadi. After learning in the Mishnah that the Chachamim do not allow carrying from one roof to the other, the Gemara brings two similar shailas about carrying from a roof to another area. Originally, we think Rami Bar Chama asks whether the Rabban would permit carrying from a roof which they consider to be a Carmelis to a post which is a Rishus HaYachid, but since that's obviously Aser, the Gemara explains that the question is about carrying from the roof of a house to the roof of an Achsadra, a neighboring gazebo. If we assume that you can carry from a house roof to an achsad roof, can somebody carry from a roof of a house to a roof of a ruin, which can be made usable for living and is therefore more like the roof of another house? Or should we assume it's the same as the roof of an achsadra, since hashtami el aspeid yurin, currently nobody lives there? So teiku, the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. Two adjoining roofs, according to Rameir, who views them as a single rishos, and a single roof, according to the Rabbanan, which is obviously a single rishos. So Rav Amar Mutal Tatal Bekula. Rav, who holds that the Rabbanan would not allow carrying on a roof that borders another roof more than four amos, would allow carrying throughout this entire roof because the walls that surround this roof are more recognizable to the person on the roof, and therefore it's a rishos yachid. Later, the Gemara clarifies that Rav would not allow carrying from a roof to a chatzer, even though both are considered rishos yachid, because Gzeir Drabanan not to transfer things up or down 10 tfachim. Shmuel Amar Ein Metatlin Bo Ela Arba. Shmuel holds that the Rabban would normally allow carrying throughout an entire roof that borders another roof, would only allow carrying up until 4 amos in this case, because the roof is larger than Bein Sosayim, and the mechitzos of the building weren't made to surround the roof. So the roof therefore becomes a karpeth, that's Yosem Yivei Sosayim, Shelo Hukaf Ladira. It's a large enclosure, not enclosed for residential purposes, which is also to carry in more than 4 amos. Later, the Gemara clarifies that Shmuel would still say he can't carry from a roof to a karpeth, even though the roof itself is considered a karpeth, because he's concerned that the roof might be made smaller than two base saw and lose its status as a karpeth, but people would still carry in it. There's no similar concern with carrying from one karpeth to another, because people usually know when the size of a normal karpeth is diminished. Itmar, Sfina, when it comes to carrying on a boat, Rav Amar Mutal Tatal Bekula. Rav holds you can carry throughout the boat because it's surrounded by walls, like a regular Rishos Yachid. Shmuel Amar Ein Metalkin Ba Ela Ba Arba Amos. Shmuel holds you can only carry within Dalet Amos, since the walls are there mostly to keep water out and not to surround the inside area. Later, however, Shmuel agreed to Paskin like Rav. Even Rav would agree if the boat were turned upside down on dry land in order to retar it that you can only carry within the four amos on the roof because the walls aren't made for the sake of making a residence. It's therefore a karpeth yosim besasayim shloka fladira. The Gemara quotes another opinion that the case where Shmuel ultimately paskin like Rav was not a case of an upside down boat, but a case of achsadra bebika, a gazebo in an open field, where Rav's holds mutal tatal bekula, you can carry throughout the entire thing, since pitikra yard of associate, and we view the ends of the roof as if they extend down and form walls around the gazebo, and Shmuel held a metaltan ba ella ba arba, we can only carry within four amos of the gazebo, because he doesn't view the end of the roof as if it extends down. And that's the basic chazara of Erev and Daf Tzadi.